Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoot, we had the weekend. We was up here, you know, coach, especially, Harbs and the defensive coaches. We were in, man, just trying to go back through from day one, just all our teach tapes, all our coverage slides, and just see what details that might have got missed or what details you might need to tweak.
These wins are getting harder to enjoy based off what we're doing in the past defense. You know, I feel like when I was the rookie, first-year guy, second-year guy, that's how I looked up to the standard that was there. In the past defense, we really lost that standard, and, you know, I feel like that falls on me. And, you know, we're going to keep chasing at it. We're going to keep working at it because I'm not really satisfied with what I've built in a secondary.
So that was Zach Orr the week after the Bengals home game week 10 and Marlon Humphrey right after the Bengals game week 10. The Ravens were 7-3 after the first 10 games of the season. But, man, this defense was brutal, culminating in that 35-34 win over the Bengals on a Thursday night where it seemed like Ja'Marr Chase had about 700 yards in receiving, and yet they still found a way to win the game. So just how bad was this defense?
I mean, it was as bad as any defense in the NFL in the first half of the season defending the ball in flight. And you could talk about what they did on the ground, but you didn't have to run the ball on them much to put up yards. And a lot of the game scripts were set up so that throwing the ball made more sense anyway because the offense was so ridiculously prolific. You knew you had to keep up with it. And the only way to keep up with it is to get chunk yards through the air at like whenever you wanted them. So why worry about volume in the run game? I think we tend to gloss over things or sugarcoat it a little bit as we watched how the season evolved and Marlon ends up playing at an all pro level and the defense ends up stabilizing and they end up, you know, going pretty deep in the playoffs, but it was ugly. I mean, they had to make corrections at every level. Some of them were injury based, right? I'd say the defensive front, the biggest change is Michael Pierce started playing a whole lot of football in the second half. He came back. He played more than I think some of us thought he might, given how much time he missed. And he was impactful. He helped change them up front. And then once they got decent coverage in the back, I think guys like Van Noy could get home a little bit more and they could, you know, take their chances rushing the passer. Trent Simpson basically got demoted. And then the secondary got completely flipped on its head, mm-hmm. right? I mean, both safeties were chucked out. Kyle Hamilton got moved back there. His role changed. I think Wiggins played a little bit more. Marlon played more in the slot because a lot of times Kyle Hamilton was 25, 30 yards downfield. There was a lot of recalibrating that when Brandon Stevens went from a guy who played every snap to a guy who you're trying to find ways to keep off the field.
Guy who played was good to a guy who wasn't.
So all that was going on, and I just, you know at the middle of the season, they were the worst pass defense in the NFL when they played man, and they were the worst pass defense in the NFL when they played zone. And you really only have two options.
The numbers were insane going back and looking at it. They gave up through the first 10 games 294.9 yards passing per game.
That's crazy.
They almost gave up 300 yards passing per game. They gave up 30 more yards passing than the second worst pass defense in football. Most touchdown passes allowed through that time. And you look at the numbers that Burrow and Chase put up. Ja'Marr Chase, 457 yards receiving. That's the most player had against any
That's like
team
playing on Madden.
A single
That's not real.
Season.
He's playing on Madden, but not with the 5-minute quarters. Yeah, it's like playing on Madden with 10 or 15-minute quarters.
Joe Burrow, 820 yards, 9 touchdowns and a pick. And, of course, Cincinnati ended up getting swept. But I think that was obviously rock bottom for this defense. And for them to bounce back in the way that they did over the final 7 games of the season. Zach Orr deserved a ton of blame and got some for that run, but he deserves a ton of credit for that turnaround.
Well, and this also tells you how broken it was and how it was a culture thing and an interpersonal dynamic thing and a communication thing. They turned it around. The defense became a strength. Individuals like Van Noy and Pierce and Marlin had standout seasons and did better than we would have thought was possible at the middle of the year. And they still fired the linebacker coach and they still fired the secondary coach.
Yes, they did. Dean Pease's
That's how
kid.
Bad it was.
Dean Pease's
Pease
kid
went
is
into
now
a different role and they got Chuck Pagano in here.
And Pease's kid is now one of the on the coaching staff.
Yeah. So, like, it was threatening to as great as that offense was, this was so bad it was threatening to undermine that.
Well, we just kept saying if this defense could be below average,
yeah,
you would
could they
take
be 20th instead they were, of 32nd?
Because,
imagine.
Because they were horrible. And then those final 7 games, they were, I believe, the best defense in several different categories.
Yes.
From going worst to first.
And here's what's crazy. We expect them, assuming health, and with the addition of Pagano and the addition of Malachi Starks and Mike Green, we expect them to be like better this year.
Well, I think I hope they have playmakers in the playoffs.
It's a nice thing to be there, though, because we just assume they're going to be in the playoffs.
You've got Lamar Jackson. Yes. You're going to be there. And he's healthy. You're going to be there. Right? So I think it comes down to what kind of a playoff defense is this? Is it an opportunistic, determined one that can build pressure without having to scheme it up or go to theatrics, or is it one that has to rely on a lot of smoke and mirrors and has to rely on a lot of scheme and doesn't have individuals on the edge who make you worry, in which case great coordinators and great quarterbacks with a season on the line and a week to prepare, especially if they're in their own place, might be able to pick you apart a little more than you'd like.
I think it extends to the regular season, though, too, Jason, because this defense didn't force any turnovers last year. That was an issue where you forced the most in 2023 and you were among the worst last year.
Coming up
Absolutely.
Next, we switch to baseball, and Mike Bordick's going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the Orioles, but we had a double dip of Athletic MLB writers yesterday. Bricciaroli early, Ken Rosenthal late. They had some very interesting things to say about the Orioles as we head close to the trade deadline in a lost season. And what did they say? You'll hear next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.